Prenatal diagnosis, that is PND, of beta thalassemia in Khuzestan province, Iran. Introduction. Iran, whose width is 1,648,000 km², has a large number of thalassemia major patients like many other countries in the region. The gene frequency of beta thalassemia, however, is high and varies considerably from area to area, having its highest rate of more than 10% around the Caspian Sea and the Persian Gulf. The prevalence of this disorder in the area is between 4 to 8%. In Isfahan, a city built around the river Zayandeh Rud in the central park of Iran, the frequency rises again to about 8%. In the Fars province, in southern Iran, the gene frequency is also high and reaches 8 to 10%. The region investigated was the province of Khuzestan, located in the southern part of Iran on the Mediterranean Sea, comprising coastal and mountainous area with a population of 4.3 million in 10 counties. More than 23 different molecular defects have been identified for beta thalassemia till date. The case of beta thalassemia with over 150 various known mutations is even more perplexing. Each population at risk, however, has its own spectrum of common mutations, usually from 5 to 10, a finding that simplifies mutation analysis and thus determines the origin of mutant genes. Thalassemia is found in some 60 countries with the highest prevalence in the Mediterranean region, parts of North and West Africa and Middle East, the Indian subcontinent, Southern Far East and Southeastern Asia together comprising the so-called thalassemia belt. In Western countries, thalassemia affects mostly individuals whose ancestry is traceable to high prevalence areas. As an example, there are around 1,000 cases of beta thalassemia major in the United States, most of whom are descendants of Mediterranean, Asian Indian, South Asian or Chinese ancestors. This figure is even less than half of the number of beta thalassemic patients in Fars province, a region only 120,000 km² large in southern Iran. As there is no ultimate cure for this hereditary disease, the World Health Organization has suggested a control program which comprises of raising public awareness about the disease, screening for carriers, prenatal diagnosis and genetic counseling, which would result in the prevention of the birth of an affected child. Italy, Greece, Canada and the United Kingdom and Cyprus started the program in 1970s and have achieved success. Although historically the prevention program abortion was considered unacceptable, in Iran, intensive consultation led to the clerical approval of the induced abortion in case of beta thalassemia major in 1997 and a nationwide prevention program with screening, counseling and prenatal diagnosis, that is PND network, has been developed. Due to the high consanguinity rate and high frequency of beta globulin gene mutation carriers, a prenatal diagnosis program was needed and we set up a laboratory to screen the globin gene mutation at the Research Center of Thalassemia and Hemoglobinopathies of Ahvaz Jodhishapur University of Medical Sciences, Iran. Two renowned Islamic clerics who were consulted before the service was introduced ruled that a pregnancy can be terminated if the fetus is affected by serious genetic disorders and if termination is before 90 days, that is 12 weeks of gestation. The prenatal diagnosis is performed by several molecular methods by using samples like chorionic villi CV, amniotic fluid and cord blood. Materials and methods. We received a total of 381 DNA samples from patients, 254 thalassemia traits and prenatal cases, 127 chorionic villi samples from various geographic areas and ethnic groups within the Khuzestan province between 2002 to 2006. Blood was collected into EDTA and red cell indices were obtained from a Coulter ACT. In cases with a mean corpuscular volume MCV of less than or equal to 80 FL, HbA2 and HbF were determined by column chromatography and alkali denaturation respectively. Hemoglobin electrophoresis was carried out on cellulose acetate and agar gel. Cases with MCV less than 80 FL, HbA2 greater than or equal to 3.5% and HbF greater than or equal to 2% were considered to have the beta thalassemia trait. Those cases with normal HbA2 with MCV less than 80 FL were sent for further evaluation to hematology clinics. If the couples were both carriers of abnormal hemoglobin or beta thalassemia gene, they were informed confidentially about their test results and were counseled about their reproductive options and about obtaining prenatal diagnosis. As our first approach, the samples were screened for For a panel of 22 relatively common beta globin mutations using an assay based on the polymerase chain reaction, that is PCR, and reverse hybridization by using oligonucleotide arrays immobilized on test strips. They were asked to come to the center in the case of pregnancy, and the PND test was done for the fetuses by using chorionic villus sampling. Fetal DNA is usually and preferably obtained through chorionic villus sampling in the first trimester of pregnancy, that is 10 to 12 weeks. Chorionic villus sampling provides a good yield of DNA, which is isolated using the conventional method of phenol chloroform extraction after careful microscopic dissection to remove any contaminating maternal deciduous. The CV sample was used for screening beta globin gene mutations. The reverse dot blot hybridization, that is RDBH kit, 22 mutations of beta globin strip assay, VNLAB, amplification refractory mutation analysis, that is ARMS, and dideoxy termination chain of DNA sequencing were used to determine the mutations of beta globin gene. When the mutation found in the fetus was the same as found in her or his mother, a variable number of tandem repeat VNTR markers APOB, MCT, IGJH and D4SN5 were used to avoid maternal contamination. Results. In the study period, 127 subjects and 127 fetuses were screened for hemoglobinopathies in the province of Khuzestan. All subjects, that is 254 samples involving thalassemia patients and prenatal DNA samples, were initially tested for 22 common mutations by reverse hybridization and, if negative, further analyzed by DNA sequencing of the entire beta globin gene. A total of 18 different mutations discovered by this two-step approach are listed, including the number of chromosomes and the heterozygous and homozygous cases. Please refer to Table / Figure 1. The results are listed in Table / Figure 1, 170 affected chromosomes and 84 normal chromosomes. Discussion. Hemoglobinopathies are a major public health problem causing both severe socio-economic and psychological debilitation in the population due to symptomatic care and hospitalization. Therefore, since 2002, we've been performing prenatal diagnosis for beta thalassemia, which is seen frequently in Khuzestan province of the country in our molecular genetic laboratories. In recent years, there has been an increase in number of beta thalassemia cases as was presented in the conference and seminars by experts to the public. As a result, 127 CV samples for prenatal diagnosis were analyzed at 9 to 12 weeks. All of the CV samples could evaluate for beta globin gene mutations. There was no miscarriage after CV sampling. All 40 affected fetuses were aborted according to the decision of the parents. The results of the molecular prenatal diagnosis were available within 4+1 days after sampling. To eliminate the risk of maternal contamination, VNTR analysis using APOB, MCT, IGJH and D4S95 alleles were performed when the genotype of the fetus was found to be identical to that of the mother. There has been no misdiagnosis in our laboratory till date. A 15 to 20 minute genetic counseling seems insufficient for those who are informed of these diseases just before phlebotomy or when they receive the test results. These data show that public is not well informed about these genetic diseases. Enlightenment of the public and support of government are the leading criteria for the preventive measures. The meaning of the carrier status should be made well known to the public long before the age of marriage. As noted by Model, Kao, Mitchell and Lautrudy and Agnasto, cooperation of the government and non-government organizations, leaders in the community, parent organizations at schools, religious leaders and local health personnel are the prerequisites for the education of the public in this regard. With the help of these organizations, along with premarital screening programs, fewer affected births were observed in recent years in the United Kingdom, Italy, Canada and Cyprus. Scribble's group achieved almost a 90-95% success in informing high school students about such genetic diseases utilizing similar organizations, voluntary screening and genetic counseling over a 20-year span in Canada. In the United Kingdom, the utilization of prenatal diagnosis was 20% from 1974 to 1994, had risen to 80% by 2000. In this screening survey, 53 homozygous babies would possibly not have been born if the couples had been well informed, had health insurance coverage and had been given the opportunity for undergoing prenatal diagnosis in all pregnancies. Our results show similarities with those of other groups that study the prenatal diagnosis of beta thalassemia and sickle cell anemia. In conclusion, our data is valuable in that it includes the screening for mutations in patients who were selected for prenatal diagnosis in Khuzestan and nearby towns and villages, one of the regions with the highest frequency of beta thalassemia mutations in Iran. We also aim to record all the carriers and patients for beta thalassemia using a program via the Research Center of Thalassemia and Hemoglobinopathies of Ahvaz Jondishapur University of Medical Sciences, Iran, in addition to discovering novel and rare mutations in the rich genetic pool of our region, in order to reduce the frequency of consanguineous marriages and hemoglobinopathies, to educate the population and inform the physicians in our region. Acknowledgement. This work was supported by Professor Muhammad Pedram, the HOD and Director of the Research Centers of Thalassemia and Hemoglobinopathies, Ahvaz Jondishapur University of Medical Sciences, Ahvaz, Iran, Professor Khoda Moar Jandian, and Dr. Muhammad Thagi Akbari, the Director of Tehran Medical Genetic Lab.